This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
The Lord will bless you. That one changed my life. Erica, we always want to be so peaceful. He said, I have come to send a sword. Many of your loved ones are out there engaged in some terrible things. Homosexuality, adultery, fornication, and you won't tell them. Because how are they going to say about you? Let me tell you. That means you are more concerned about what man thinks of you than God. If you have Christ in you, He has given you a sword, and that's the truth. And it will cause some trouble. Let me tell you, God is calling you into the army of the Lord. He doesn't want any coward soldiers. He didn't say you won't be afraid. He tells us not to be. But He tells you to be strong and of good courage and in the power of His might. God wants you to put on, to take the whole armor of God. As we're ending, the question is, do you have the armor of God? Or are you still wearing the garments of the world? Are you in the body of Christ? Jesus puts it this way in Luke 13:3. He says, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Wow. That sounds so harsh, but He gives you the opportunity to repent, that you won't perish. Recognize that you are a sinner and you can't save yourself. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. He wants you to come to Him. He says, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes you, that includes me. He said, there's none righteous, no, not one. He says, all your righteousness are as filthy rags. The only thing the Father will take is the blood of the Lamb, His Son, that was sacrificed on the cross, and in 3 days, He rose from the grave with all power. The only way to satisfy the Father is to believe in the Son. Romans chapter 10:9 says it this way, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I pray that you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ today. And if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, confess Him with your mouth. If you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ today, and what did you believe? That you are a sinner, you are a wretch, undone, and you repent and say, I have sinned, and I believe that Jesus is my Lord, and that He died and sacrificed Himself on the cross, and in 3 days He rose from the grave. I believe on Him for the saving of my soul. If you've done that, I would want you to confess that in a prayer. You can say your own prayer, or you can say this one. Dear God, thank You for saving my soul. Thank You for dying on the cross for me. And then, most important, rising that Thursday with all power. I accepted You by faith. Thank You, Jesus. Amen. If you've done that, please drop us a line at minutesoftruth.org. It has been a blessing. And remember, put on the whole armor of God.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.